Kol Kol Yaakov, Eilevot Ekenesias and Bati Midrashas. Why Yisrael's biggest Kli Zion, why Yisrael's strongest weapon, is Bati Ekenesias and Bati Midrashas. Why Yisrael's Kayach HaTfilah, and why Yisrael's Limud HaTorah and the Bati Midrashas, that is Kli Yisrael's strength. That is Klal Yisrael's Shmira from everything. Living in a matziv where there's been forces through Gzerim and Hashemayim that has diminished the Kayach of the Kol Yaakov in the Bati Knesiyos and Bati Midrashos is a frightening thought. Because Klal Yisrael's Shmira, Klal Yisrael's Kiyam, is very much tolui in the Kayach of Tfilah and the Kayach of Limud HaTorah. In a matziv like this, so we are torn, because the Torah requires us to be very careful in Shmiras HaGuf, Shmiras HaNefesh, that we have to be very careful with taking care of ourselves. The Torah doesn't allow us to be irresponsible. The Torah doesn't allow us to be flippant. We're mechuyev to be responsible with a kavod rosh, thinking about ourselves, our health, and simultaneously we have to be very, very concerned about the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, which comes about through the Kayach HaTfilah and the Kayach of Limud HaTorah. So it's a very difficult balance. Every individual has an achrayas both to himself, has an achrayas to the tzibur. The achrayas to himself and the achrayas to the tzibur is in both arenas, both in terms of one taking care of himself physically, taking care of his health, and his achrayas of being careful about the health of everyone else. That's the achrayas that's chal in every person. And at the same time, there's also the achrayas that one has in his tefillah, in his Limud HaTorah, which is so desperately needed by Klal Yisrael. It's very hard to be medame milsa la milsa. Every situation is different. The matzav in every community, in every place, in this country, in the world, has its unique set of circumstances, and you can't be medame milsa la milsa. And therefore, judgments and decisions have to be made in every location. And b'derech klal, the judgments that have to be made in every location are made by the leadership in that location. So that's not the achrayas of the yochid to make that type of judgment and those type of decisions. The yochid has to be careful. He has to follow what's instructed. But the difficult decisions rest on the shoulders of the leadership of every community, of every city. But the role of every yochid is to think, what can he do to be mechazik? What can he do to add to the shmir of Klal Yisrael? So those who are in a matziv where they're able, they're capable, they have the Gvuras HaNefesh and Gvuras HaGuf to be able to remain shakua in learning, to remain in a Beis Medrash setting. It's a tremendous chus, because it's a bechina of Muad Machzik as a Meruba, that as much as Klal Yisrael's Kiyam throughout the world is the Limud HaTorah throughout the world, and this is something which has an impact wherever there's a Beis Medrash locally, and it has an impact globally, Klal Yisrael's kiyum is from the Limud HaTorah, but in a matziv where there's a miut in that, then those individuals and those mekaymis that me'ezet hamshahu, they're able to function in that oifen of Limud HaTorah as a base medrash, then that becomes an enormous schus, because the schus of those people now becomes so much greater, so much larger, because to a certain degree they're carrying a much greater load because of the fact that Klal Yisrael throughout the world is being soimech on the Limud HaTorah that takes place in those batei medrash that are still shayach to function. So it's an enormous schus, it's an enormous achrayas. It's at a time like this that as much as Limud HaTorah is something that hopefully is meishach a person, is mesameach a person, but this added sense of achrayas is something that should both give chizuk, should both give a person a sense of chashivas, of what he's doing, and it brings with it a certain kovid reish, because saif, it's not a time when things are easy, things are very difficult for Yidden all over the world. In a time like this, it's a mechayev of a kovid reish, certainly for those who have the schus to be able to be yoshev and daladam shel halacha in a beis medrash setting. I feel that everyone who is able and feels comfortable remaining in the Beis Medrash deserves a tremendous yashakayach. It's a yashakayach that comes from Klal Yisrael. Everyone has to be comfortable with it. Everyone has to be careful with what has to be done. But the chashivas of it is enormous. The schus harabim of a Klal Yisrael is what people here are being zeicha to. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you all the strength to be matzliach in your learning. The schus of being in this regard, it's an emes and mesiras nefesh, being meis and nefesh for Klal Yisrael, should be a schus that everyone should remain healthy, and that there should be no more need, no more choli in Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're mispalel, we have to be meisif in our tefillos. We're mispalel, Kadosh Baruch Hu should send a refuah to the olam bichlal, that the world, bifrat Klal Yisrael, should be nisayir for whatever they're supposed to be nisayir to from this event, and it should come to its hashlama, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should be merape all, should be should be mechazik all those, the tremendous pacha that exists in the world, the tremendous upheaval that exists in the world, where Mespala Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mesaken for us, and that we should all be zeiche, that we should be able to be over the Rabbani Shel Olam b'shleimus, and that kol echad yovel mekayim b'shalem.